Yisrael amigaleach zikno b'ta'ar. Shaving! No?
We have Yisrael that shaved his beard.
Okay, so the question is, are you allowed to shave your beard? This is one of the biggest controversies. All right? So let me give you a little bit of an understanding of this halacha, and that is, you're not allowed to shave the peot, harosh, with a razor. Now, what is peot harosh? It's four or five places, and because of those four or five places, we don't shave, period. With a ta'ar, with a razor. The question is, what's called a razor? Now, we know what a razor in the olden days, you went to the barber, he put you on cream on your face, he lathered you up, and then he took this sharp razor, and he sharpened it with a belt, you know, they used to sharpen it against the belt, and then, and your skin was what they used to call it? The skin of a baby. Shee, unbelievable. Yeah? Okay. Then came the invention of the shaver. What was the shaver? Originally, the shaver was, Mustam, you'd be better off by not shaving. It kept it, your face was better, less scars and more hair if you didn't shave, okay? Less hair if you didn't shave. Then, as time went on, the shavers got better and better and better and better. And now they give you a clean, close shave, and they even say on it, clean, close, shave, surface, blah, 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 blah. Yeah? Lift and cut, and cut and lift and let, all unbelievable, all right? So, Gedolei Yisrael went out and discussed, are you allowed to shave? Is it like shaving with a razor? All right. So this was a one-minute introduction, and now let me tell you what the Yalkut Yosef speaks, halach, and that is, Yisrael amigaleach zikno b'ta'ar, if a Jew does shave, unfortunately, there's many Jews all over the world that say, I can't, I shave with the razor. Av shehisrubo. Even if you warn him and tell him, you're not allowed to do this. Still, how do you treat him? Yesh lasbir lo panim lo karvo lo Torah lo mitzvot. Don't sit and you shave with the razor. Yeah. Tell you a nice story. My grandfather, Zatzal, went to Mexico to collect money, to help collect for Ezra Torah. Ezra Torah was the big organization in that time. It's almost like what they, in Israel, what do they have this big thing in the yeshiva? What's the big thing that they collect for in Bnei Brak? What's it called?
Kupatayir.
It was like the, even more. Ezra Torah was the Rav Henkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was like the Rav Moshe Feinstein before Rav Moshe Feinstein. Shai. He got old. He sent my grandfather and another Yid, Margolin. Margolin was the executive director of Ezra's Torah. Margolin himself told me this story. Mexico, a lot of Sephardic Jews, they didn't wear yarmulkes. But they saw a Rav with a white beard coming from, so they all came, bracha, 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 right? So there was a Yid without a kippah, came to my grandfather, you hear? Bracha. So Margolin told me, I heard it straight from his mouth. I pulled him over and I said to him, where is your kavod? You come to a rav to get a bracha, at least then wear a kippah? At least something. I'm not telling you in the street and the this and the that. Da, 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 da. Oh, but you're coming to a rav. Da, da. My grandfather pulled him over afterwards and said, you made a big mistake. Why? A person came to a rav, he should have walked away. That was an uplifting experience for him. You ruined it. You made it something that he'll walk away saying, you embarrassed me. You made a mistake. There's a time and a place on how to be tochacha and be a kana'i. And there's a time and a place, this was not the right time. My grandfather said this. My grandfather told Rabbi Margolin, you made a mistake. You could have had the opportunity maybe to get him to wear a kippah, to tell him how yitachen at this, when a person comes to a rav, it should have been an uplifting experience. This is, you hear, Moshe, you want to hear pshat? I always say the pshat is, Hocheach tochiach et amitech v'lo tisa alav chet. What does that mean? So there's many pshatim, and the pshat I always say is, don't make the chet bigger than the person. Lo tisa alav. Make the person bigger than the chet. Tell the person, you hear? You're bigger than this. You're better than this. Don't make, how do you do a thing like this? Lo tisa. Don't uplift on him, over him, that the chet is big and you're small. Same thing says over here, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef. A guy shaves with a razor. Relax. Don't kill him. All right? Lazbilo panim ulakarvela Torah l'mitzvot v'lo l'archiko b'shtei yadayim. Why? Shemachav ado parutz. Since the people, it's a lot of chilonim in the streets. What are you going to do? Yesh lachu shema yitrachek l'gami min adat. So if a person doesn't know how to say a nice thing, and is not wise enough how to give tochacha, you're better off not saying anything. Don't talk. Umashe katav haram, harama. Now the problem is, the Rama writes, that if someone shaves with a razor, minadinoto, we put him in chayrim. So wait a minute. I thought you said you should be nice to him. The Rama says, you got to put him in chayrim. Bizman hazeh shrabu apritzim. The answer is, Rama in his time. Today, yesh lekarvam laderech hamelech rak b'derkei shalom. It's not going to work nidui. And if you put him in the, what do you have from it? He'll laugh at you and walk away from you like you're crazy. V'im nivdalim itana b'chazaka b'nei maktanim achatu. And if you're going to come and say, yeah, what about their children? V'im navdilay ma'itana v'chol zeh b'ofen shbaru she'en kol chashilu maseyim. But you have to make sure it's not a case where they're going to learn from this guy. For example, they're going to say, well, the president of the shul shaves with a razor. Then you got to go after the president of the shul. If the president of the shul, now, I don't know who the president of the shul is. I hope he'll forgive me. I don't mean anything. All right? Huh? No, he's not. You're not the president of the shul. I just want to make sure. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything. It's nothing personal. You know, they say over a nice story about a president of the shul. By Sfaradim, you could say it because they don't take it that serious. By Ashkenazim, especially the big kehilot, the president of the shul was Kodesh Kadash. The rav was on the floor, and the president of the shul was the. So there's a story here. Yeah, there's a story. So there was a story here of a big Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not gonna say where. Better off if I don't even say where. Okay, it was a big Rosh Yeshiva somewhere in the United States. The yeshiva had a board with a president, and they used to be rodef the Rosh Yeshiva. Everything the Rosh Yeshiva said, the board and the president used to make crazy. So, the Rosh Yeshiva said, I'm going to take my revenge, but I'm going to take it in the right time. I'm going to pick my moment. You know when he picked his moment? He picked his moment by the dinner of the yeshiva. So he got up by the dinner of the yeshiva, and he said the following speech. Three came with Tanot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first that came to Tanot HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Aleinu. He said, Aleinu. You know how we say Aleinu? At the end of the tefillah, most people are already out of the basinah. Aleinu, why you put me at the end of the tefillah where people don't. Asher Yatzar came and said, why am I the bracha when a guy comes out of a toilet? And then the Mamzer, came and said, Hashem, what did I do wrong? My parents did a sin, so therefore I'm a mamzer. Why would... Well, okay. So Hashem responded. This is what the Rashiva said. Each one, he said, I'll give you a pius. I'll give you some kind of a bone, so to speak, to be mefayes you. Aleinu, you know where I'm going to put you? Once a year in the Shmona Esrei of Yom Kippur. In the middle of the Shmona Esrei. Asher Yatzar, I'll put you in the middle of the brachot of the marriage. Asher Yatzar et Adam. So Asher Yatzar. What about the mamzer? What did Asher? He made him the president of my yeshiva. He made him the president of my yeshiva. Okay. Now that you're happy, let's finish. You hear? You're going to use it. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Yeah. So what's the president? Yeah. What's the Yesod? If you're going to learn from the guy, then you can't just be Mevater and say, if he's somebody that could be influential, you have to be, okay. Now, Rabbi ben Achon lachush lachmir shelo lagech et hazakan b'mechonat giluch daka. He doesn't like the shaver. He says, no, you shouldn't shave. Yeah? You shouldn't shave with a shaver. Why? Shehu k'misparayim k'entar. It's almost like a razor. The shaver, razor. Right? V'yesh la'adiv l'tgaleach b'mtsaot sam. You should use the poison that they use. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, huh? They don't shave. It's interesting, yeah? And if a person is able to grow a beard, he should do that. You should have a beard. Okay? Let's say a person can't. For example, or in the house sometimes, the wife doesn't want, whatever it is. There is room to be makel. You hear? You have to be careful not to do deep. He wants you to do external, like a trim or something. You hear? You hear what he wants? He wants that you shave in a way that when you go like this, you still feel the roots of the hair, you still feel it. You know people who take shaves like that? Nobody, huh? Nobody in the world.
Is today they have lift and cut. So it's
okay, so let me answer you. So listen to me carefully.
You have to take out the lift.
Let me tell you the reality. The reality is it's not so much about lift and cut. There's a few things. The first thing is the lift and the cut might be a problem, but there's another problem. Sometimes it's so sharp, the blade, that it is a razor. It is. Now, how do you check it? Ramoshi used to check, the shavers used to take it, and when it's closed, he used to go over the hair, and if it cut, that means it's a razor. And if it didn't cut, it means it needs the electricity of the two together, and then it becomes, what, a scissor. A scissors mutter. Scissors mutter. Razors usser. So how do you know if it's a scissor or a razor? That's how you check it. If it's the thing is off, you keep it off, and it cuts your hair. So what is it a siman? That it's a razor.
Even though it's a very close shape, when you shave it, it's like...
If it cuts any hair,
skin only.
If it cuts any hair when it's off, that means it's a razor. That's what it means. It means it's not a scissor. It means it doesn't need two blades to cut. It's
no,
a razor.
No, I'm saying if it doesn't cut when it's off, but when you shave with the electricity, it's
off. Like so this is what he's referring to. He doesn't want a close shave. That's what he wants. He doesn't want... That you do a shave and the lift and cut, of course, is that. That's what his issue is. The lift and cut. Okay? Which means, well.
There's a problem.
He says so, but listen, he's not, you know, it's a lot of people are very machmir.
Is that considered to be a razor with deraisa?
No, he can't say it's deraisa. Well, the lift and cut?
Yeah.
Not so posh. It's misparayim ke'ein tar, which is also. Sparayim ke'ein tar. It's not mamish. Okay. Those that are careful, big schut. Now, if you know what he did with this sentence, you have to know all the Gemara and Halacha behind this sentence. Many want to say, forget about the tar. Forget about the razor problem, which the Torah says you're not allowed to use a tar. How about the problem of simlas isha? You're not allowed. Are you allowed to pluck your eyebrows? Of course not. Are you allowed to pluck white hairs out of black hairs? Right? No. That's a different problem. Women are allowed because it's simlas isha. It's a woman thing.
But during the Omer, they're allowed to do such a thing?
Okay, so we spoke about this. Yes. Women are allowed to pluck because it's not called a haircut. That's not called a haircut.
But
plucking hairs.
Haircuts wouldn't be an option during.
Option, no. The only question.
Also don't hold them,
okay, so listen to me carefully. This, you keep on saying this, women don't hold a sphera. So let me explain to you what you're saying and how wrong you really are. Okay. Women maybe don't count sphera.
But they have the
dinim, you said. But they have the Avelus HaSphir they have. Why don't they have the Avelus HaSphir? Of course they have the Avelus HaSphir. What are you talking about? Women don't have Sphira Sa'imra, Pi Kabbalah, Pi Yonim, Echvezva. They don't count Sphira. But the Avelus HaSphir they keep. Who doesn't keep this? Of course not. You either every hair you pull out, you either in Issa Deiraisa. Laisia Simlas Gever Alish. You can't have a woman. This is a woman thing to pull out white hairs. Are you allowed to dye your hair? No, you're not allowed to dye your hair either. These are all these sort of. We're gonna learn some more of these cases that people don't know about. Yeah? The point being, how bad is shaving called Simlas Isha? He says, no, that's not a problem. How about B'chukaseim Laisei Leichu? How about B'chukaseim Laisei Leichu? Goyim, Goyim? Also not a problem. How about Marit Ayin? The people see you have a close shave. They'll say, you know why you have a close shave? You did it with a razor. No problem. All these three things are not a problem. The only thing that bothers him is Lamasa, it's Misparayim Ke'entar. It's a very close shave. So it's scissors almost like razor, which is a shiloh, which is a problem. Okay? So again, in a beautiful, this is the beauty of these svarim. You don't understand how beautiful these svarim are. The ability to bring a complicated halacha in five lines, lamasa, they have this power. They have a tremendous koach, these people. It's tremendous. So the point, I'll look at what you want to show me in a minute. The bottom line is, okay, now, the question for women, I just want to tell you a famous question, is are they allowed to shetel? Do they have the shetel to cut during Sfiras Ha'Emunah? That's a cute question. Many want to say it's a haircut. Many want to say, yeah, but it's not their hair. That's not what the Chacham Aser. So the Sephardi guy is going to say they should cut the whole shekel up. They're not going to wear a shekel anyway. Okay, that's for a different time of discussion. All right? The bottom line is that it's not so simple, this thing with the shaving. Even what we call not lift and cut, if you push it close to your skin and you cut it almost that there's no stubble. No stubble. Okay. Now, let's see another halacha.
Let's see the other way around.
Minag Rabbi say no.
Let's use a razor, but you have a little bit of a stubble.
It's not allowed. You're not allowed to use a razor to your face. Minag Rabbi say no, Rabbi say no, Asfardim, Medeiris HaKaidmin, Shaloi, Legad, Lepeis, Aruchais. Asfardim did not have long payas. They don't have long payas. He says, the Minag, the Asfardim was never to have payot. Valpi, Vigamalpi, a Kabbalah, Ainla Zehechel, Legad, Lepeis, Aruchot. If you look up Kabbalah also, it's not what they try to say up Kabbalah, payot, it's not true. But oysam avrechim with talmidicham svardim shenagim atzagadl payas aruchais. And this that you have many svardim, they go to yeshivas, and the yeshivas, the Ashkenazim do it. So what Ashkenazi see Ashkenazi do, right? You have to do what the Ashkenazim do, otherwise you'll have a, what do you call, emotional crisis in your life, right? That you're not accepted and you're not this, yeah, right? Am I saying too sharp? Am I being too sharp? No. Oh, okay. And so to their children, right, that they have to dress them up like Ashkenazim. All right, very nice. Peyot, good. What about saying, you guys, who do you think you are? You're frumer than everybody. Look at Chacham Avad, you didn't have peyot. Look at this one, look at Abishal, you didn't have peyot. You need peyot. Don't worry about Yehuda. It's not so bad. If you want to do it, you could do it. You're not mechuyav to have peyot. Elo mimidas chasidus lasidim asher Hashem koreh asher kol maseim zogli chasidus ubiyirah shemayim. Okay. Good thing to do. So tomorrow, Yehuda, I want to see you come in with long peyot. Long peyot. Okay. Hamakiv et akatan chayav. Are you allowed to cut off the peyot completely? Right? You know, obviously this year, from a child. He takes a scissor, that's not a problem, right? Because you can't get that close. But if you take a razor and you cut the kids in. So for example, Lo Aleinu, if you have, they give these mushroom haircuts. You ever see the mushroom haircut? You have a big for even for a kid. That even if I took a scissor, I can't do this mushroom haircut. Okay. Yes, lachush l'dvareihem, that there's a problem of cutting off from a child. V'isha eino b'mitzvah hakavat harosh. Let's read it right. V'yesh lachush l'dvareihem. V'isha. What about a woman? This is for a man to do to a child. What about a woman? It's a big shaila. Why? Because the women don't have the isra hakavat harosh. So the question is, do they have an isra to do to somebody? You understand? A man is not allowed to make kakafata rosh. See, he's not allowed to do it to a child. But if a woman has no isa, maybe a woman can give a haircut like this to a child. So you know what? The father won't do it. The mother will do it. He says like this. V'isha eina mitzuva v'yeshomim. Sh'af al-pikein asur lakif pa'at ha-rosh ha-ish v'afilu hu katan. It's a machlok. It's not so simple. You have to know this sugya very well. It's a big shayla in Gemara Makis.
How much can you cut over here?
So again, if you use scissors, you're not a problem because there's no way to cut it down with
a
scissor.
Let's say over here using a regular haircut machine, like number one.
So you're not allowed to. What do you mean? That's, you have to keep something. I don't know, a little
like,
bit. You have to see
like
it.
A small little
whatever, stuff. But you have to see it. That's whatever. Right. Otherwise, you're over kafat rosh. And some say, even if I use a scissor to cut that close,
and
still a problem.
A little scruff left with the machine. A little scrap over here I'm talking about, like, with the beard.
So it's mutter, again, okay. As long as you see it. As long as you see it, yeah. You know what? If you have a problem, you want to cut over there, cut the hair on your ears. Okay, I'm just kidding. Now, let's go vaita. Hamavis, our base, yeah? What? That's what they say. You should be able to feel it, grab it, hold it. No, you got to see it. What?
It's two different things, Rabbi. A
you like it, huh? I say it as it is, huh? Hamavis, our base, hashachi. What?
Scruff and the grab is two different
things. I know. Okay, but whatever. Okay. Hamavi yisar beis hashechi. What?
As long as you
can
see
it. Good. You see it. You feel it. You know it's there. I don't know. Hamavi yisar beis hashechi. If somebody wants to shave body hair, I feel a bit misparayin keitar, even if it's with scissors, chayav makat mardut, midraban, and they beat him up. Amed v'amamurim b'makum shemavir noisel anoshim. That's only where in a place where only women do body hair. You shouldn't do things that the women do. But in a place where men also cut the body hair, mishum lo
yilbash. In our days, men, a lot of men do the same thing. Like,
the what? They pluck the eyebrows. And that's what people want to say. That since today men pluck their eyebrows, so you may be allowed to pluck your eyebrows. Okay? Since men, I don't know what. Huh?
Everything.
Yeah,
body, your hands, everything.
Laser. Guys do everything.
You go to the laser across the street from me, on second floor, and you see men like.
All the men, huh? And you're sure they're men, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. You talk to them. Maybe they're not men.
Like
I don't know.
Fried chicken. Like this. They come out.
The what?
Yeah. They come out like fried chicken.
Now, you sure these are people also? You sure you saw that? I don't know. The first thing you took down that they're people. I don't know. Are they people? I don't know. Talk to their wives. The wives will say they're behemoth. Huh?
The wives are complaining. It's too much hair in their body. They want it all.
The wives are complaining.
That's Ashkenazi, Rabbi. You have to
understand. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, people. They put some in their body.
You know, there's. You know, by some people, the easiest way for them to take a haircut is to cut their head off. That'll be an easy. That'll be a quick solution of taking off all their hair. I don't listen to me. You got to be normal. I don't know.
Nowadays,
will
they be multiple
again? Yes, if people do it, then it's done. Okay, if people do it, then it's done. Okay, let's go further. Mutter lahavir sar sharei varim b'misparayim b'chol makan. Now this would be mutter, meaning. Hand, that's mutter. That's not a problem. The problem is only under the arms. Okay, now. En latila gever lulakit saros lubanot. This clear. This I told you. You're not allowed to have white hairs. You're not allowed to pluck white hairs. And this is even bizmanazeh. What does he mean by bizmanazeh? Today people do it. People they pluck the white. You ever see the what do you call it? The congressman. 90 years old with black hair. It's unbelievable, huh? 90, they're 90 years old. And now, you can't get them to smile because then their face will crack from all the Botox, right? It's just what they tell the doctor is keep it in a smiley position and Botox it, okay? But they pull out the white hairs. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. Now, en latir, en chiyu mitzad alacha legadel safam. She'en lachush begiluch hasafam mishum lo yilbash. In the old days, men had mustaches. Yeah? So maybe it's Isha. It's begging Isha to cut your mustache. He says you're allowed to cut your mustache. You don't have to worry. It's interesting because in the old days, everybody who didn't have a mustache, what?
Women used to cut their mustache.
Okay, I didn't want to say that. That's already for you to say. Okay, now, Bizman Azeh, and here's the big one. You ready? Are you allowed to look into the mirror? Men, yeah, it's a... Okay, normal women are busy in the mirror. Men are not so busy with the mirror. They shouldn't be, at least. Okay, so what's the point? Many Gedoyli Yisrael held you're not allowed to look into a mirror. Many. Okay, so let me read the halacha, and then I'll tell you a nice story. Yeah? Yesh levatel aminag. I'm sorry. Bizman hazeh gam anashim darkan listakel berei letaken atzman umal busham. You hear? Bizman hazeh. Men do it too. Ve'em bizeh isur mishum lo yilbash. Yesh latir bizeh gam letalmidei chachamim kidei letaken levusham. So even the Talmid Chacham is allowed to look in the mirror. Yeah? Okay. Now, so listen carefully. There was a very famous tshuva for Reb Chaim Tzanzer. And he said that looking into a mirror is shachatz, it's isha, it's terrible. Tefillin, don't leave it alone. But don't look in the mirror for tefillin. So these little tefillin things with the mirror, many years ago, Hasidim said you weren't allowed to do it. Okay? You're not allowed to look. A man is never allowed to look in the mirror, even if it's to fix his tefillin. Should not look in the mirror. You're not allowed to look in the mirror. You're not allowed to look in the mirror. Okay. So what happened? The story goes that the Rav of Brisk was in Krenitz. Krenitz was like the vacation resort over there. That's where they saw Hasidim. Litaim and Hasidim mixed in the summer. And from all over the world, they met people. But during the year, they didn't have to do with each other. Hasidim lived in Hasidish towns. Okay. So the Brisk Rav used to be Makpid Gamur because he was a kapdan in Alacha, that the tefillin have to be exactly, you know, perfect in the whole time. And so he had a mirror and he used to look in the mirror. The hotel owner where the Brisk Rav was staying, they used to stay in motels, you know, for the summer. It was like a resort. Was a frumer guy, a very famous person, big Baltstaka. So he was a Hasid of the Tzanzer Rebbe. And the Tzanzer Rebbe writes, you hear, that you're not allowed to. So he took, as you can tell, the Brisk Rav. So he took the Sefer of the Divrei Chayim, the Sefer of the Tzanzer Rebbe, so big poison, the Tzanzer Rebbe, and he put it on the breakfast table next to the food. When he gave the Rav the food, the breakfast, next to it was the Sefer. Brisk Rav sits down, he didn't even look. He knew right away where he goes. Brisk Rav was very, he chopped what he wanted. So he called the guy over, and he says, I want to tell you something interesting. What did the Tzanzer Rebbe write? He said that if a person looks in a mirror, it's a maaseh yaldut. Maaseh hedyotut. Say hedyot, say you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. That's what he writes. What does he base it on? Yosef. Yosef was what? It says, Vahunar, and he was busy with his hair. Well, soon. He was busy with his hair, right? So you see, Narut in here. Okay. He says, tell me something. Your Rebbe, like many Rebbes, do they sit in the sukkah when it rains? He said, yeah, the Rebbes sit in the sukkah. You know, the Rebbes don't leave. Even if it's pouring rain, they don't leave. Why? In halacha, you're not supposed to sit in a sukkah when it rains. Why? It's more than that. The Gemara says it's kilu shafach al kiton al panav. Hashem is showing you. You hear? And whoever sits in a sukkah when it rains, harei ze hedyot. He's called the hedyot. Gemara says it clearly.
See, he's a simpleton, right?
A simpleton, which means you're doing stupid things. You're doing childish things. Okay. The Rebbe said anyway. What do they say? They say I'd rather sit in a sukkah and stay in Hashem's home, even if he kicks me out and he yells at me that I'm a hidyot. Okay, you know, I'm a hidyot, I'm an idiot, but I'm not leaving. Rabbi Yishma, I want to be in your sukkah. Touche, he tells him. I'd rather be a hidyot than be Mekayim, the mitzvah. Filling the broccoli. Every day. Wow, Brisk Rav, beautiful. He got it. Yeah. I'd rather be a hidyot. I'd rather be a nar. And be mekayem the mitzvah tefillin kalacha. The same way your Rebbe is not going to leave the sukkah. Okay, listen to me carefully. We're going to learn this separately. I don't want to go into it right now. It's a long discussion. The Gemara says clearly there's room over there for two pairs of tefillin.
Behind each other, not side.
Side. Listen,
no, I think the Gross says it's between these two.
Okay, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Tomorrow, I'll give you a shiur on this. I don't want to have a comment that people are going to learn misunderstand what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. To sit there a whole davening, and instead of praying to Hashem, staring at the other guy's tefillin, is it to the right? Like, what do you call a laser? What do you call those things? You know what? To the right. Like, it's going to the right. And this guy, it's going to the right, it's going to the left. Right, left. Relax. Okay, relax. You be mechaven to Hashem straight. That's you. You stand in front of God, talk to Hashem straight. Don't be so busy with everyone else's tefillin. Baruch Hashem lo'olam. Amen ve'amen. Yes.
I was about to say that with Yosef HaTzadik when he was.